Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
I was reading last night about rat boys.
What?
Rat boy, rat face, rat ratty man, rat face, rat boy man.
What's that now?
Apparently it's a hot new thing. If you look like a rat boy, you're the hottest face of the season. Your face is, if you've got a weird face or an unusual face, a rat boy face.
Would you say I qualify as a
this
rat boy?
This is actually a thing, lads. This is actually a thing. My question as well was, by the way, it's like a TikTok thing. It's a trend. The rat boys we fancy sort of thing. And then in popular culture, all the heartthrobs, the Hollywood hotties, male hotties, the rat boys are the hot boys right now. My question is, we imagine us saying that about women.
The rat girls.
You couldn't
say it.
That'd be awful. But the boys are expected to go, ah, yeah, fair enough, yeah. We don't mind you calling us rat boys.
This is a very new thing, then, that these people are being called rat boys.
How hot rodent men became Hollywood's sexiest heartthrobs. Gen Z fans are going wild for actors with unusual features. Unusual features is one thing. Why do we need to call them rat boys or rat men?
Like, we're not calling them rat boys or rat men. This is what the internet
hot
is calling.
Hot rodent is the trend.
Okay.
Unusual features. Men with unusual features, including Barry Keoghan, Kieran Culkin, and Jeremy Allen White. Let me call my rat boy expert.
Okay.
Shauna works for Rent-A-Kill on the side.
Okay, right.
One second. And Jan Connell, Shauna. I'm ringing her on the video, sorry.
Right.
She doesn't want to be looking at my rat face, I'm sure. Shauna, if you want to answer the phone there, at least. Yeah, there we go.
Hello?
Shauna O'Reilly, everybody.
Shauna. Hello.
On the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show every morning right here on Today FM. Shauna, hi, sorry. I said I'd call you on the FaceTime, but I can't get the audio to work. Now it's only ringing on the video.
That's fine.
Can you hear
just
me?
I can hear you fine. Just don't judge the face.
And that's fine. That's okay. It's okay. Well, it's more my face I'm concerned about because I'm worried either A, being a rat boy.
Yeah.
A rat face man. Or not being enough of a rat face man.
No, there's definite rat vibes about you. Actually, about both of you.
Yeah.
Yourself and AP, what? Very much in the rodent boy category, yeah.
Right, okay, well, that's a huge relief then in that case, yeah.
Yeah.
Shauna, have you been running or something? Or?
Sorry, I literally ran downstairs to put Tractor Ted on for Finn because it hit the ad at the wrong time. I was like, I'm just going to stick that back on. Anyway, I'm fine. It's cool.
You're juggling loads of plates, God love you.
Listen, I'm a busy working woman.
You weren't expecting this call at all about rat boys.
But I love to talk about a rat boy because I've actually always championed the rat boy.
Well, why do we need to be mean about it? Rat is very derogatory, isn't it? Why can't we just say men with unusual features? Oh, Jesus, she's after going. Hang on, I'll ring you on the voice instead of the video because that's causing us problems as well.
The rat boys are out to get us.
Yeah, this is it. Do you know what it is? They're chewing through the cables of the phone with the ratty little features and the ratty little teeth.
I know the rat thing is, it does sound mean, but really it is championing the underdog, which I think is a good thing.
Well, you say that, right? I was as I was reading the article, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking, yeah, rat boys are in, or men with unusual features are in. It's the hottest thing in Hollywood. However, name for me a big male star that doesn't, right now, contemporary male Hollywood star,
mm-hmm.
without going back to like Tom Cruise or somebody.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
A contemporary, up-and-coming male star in Hollywood right now who isn't a bit weird-looking.
I'll give you an absolute list of them here. So there's still room for the conventionally good-looking man.
Who, then?
Austin Butler is gorgeous.
Who's Austin Butler?
He was Elvis.
He's a weird-looking dude.
He's a bit strange now, Shauna. He's
got next. He's beautiful.
Next.
Okay, John Regé Page from Bridgerton. He was absolutely beautiful.
Right, what's the biggest role he's done in the last year?
He was in Bridgerton, yeah. He hasn't done anything in the last year.
I'm talking about big Hollywood films.
Jacob Elordi from Saltburn, he's beautiful. Glenn Powell, hello, beautiful man.
Well, rewind for a second. We're going through each of these. Elordi, he was a supporting role, really, in Saltburn. And he, what else is he doing? Is he lined up for any other big gigs?
Is he not in The Acolyte? No. He's not.
I don't know.
No, I'm thinking of a character called Jord. It just rhymed with Lord, so I got confused.
You see, this is the thing. I think good-looking men are not in demand. They're not. The only one I can think of is Gosling, and even at that, he's been around for years.
What about Glenn Powell?
Oh yes, this is one. He is the one exception that I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what? There seems to be a concerted effort to make Glenn Powell a movie star.
People are pushing him big time.
I wonder what that is. And I wonder, is it a lack of actual movie stars that they've decided, no, here's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on this one guy and turn him into a conventional Tom Cruise, the new Tom Cruise, because everyone else is the type of actor that's a little bit quirky, a little bit... JP mentioned Adam Driver earlier on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He's an unusual looking dude. But he is the type of guy that is Hollywood royalty now. Our own Barry Keoghan, an unusual looking dude. And it seems to be that in order to... because there's loads of good looking lads in telly, in television, TV series. The guy who could play the quarterback in a teen drama. You know, that kind of
hunk.
But hunks are not becoming stars now.
Oh, hang on a second. Sorry to butt in, guys. Amy's got in touch on 0874.
Amy, don't be butting in.
Well, her butt is now in. She says Chris Hemsworth. Now, he's a conventionally attractive man.
He's a hunk, yeah.
He's been around a long time, though. And I would argue, Amy, and my apologies to the Hemsworth fans, what's the biggest thing he's done outside of Thor recently? Not much.
Okay,
not
well, like much. Every big star has a franchise that they're associated with. It doesn't mean they're a failure. On the unconventional front, Ken's been in touch as well. You'll like this, Shauna. He says, King Rat, Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, there's a line.
A rodent boy still they have a charm. For me, Benedict doesn't have that.
Say
for instance you're Jeremy Allen White, right? So he's been named there as one of the big hot rodent men. He's got a charisma, he's got a something about him that sets him apart. I don't think Cumberbatch has that.
Jeremy Allen White. Anytime I've seen Cumberbatch, or your man that used to go out with Taylor Swift, he was in Thor, he was the Thor's
Hiddleston
brother. He's another weird looking dude. Jeremy Allen White.
I love the way we have an absolute free reign to judge everyone.
Because he can do it with men.
Yeah, you can.
You see, if we were to do it with women, it'd be the whole... The shtick.
Well, here's the thing, lads. Yeah. I was going through the characteristics earlier on and I was like, I'm a rodent
person. You're a rat woman, yeah.
I have small eyes, a big nose and a little mouth. Like, it's me.
Feed your little eyes and take the chew through
Shauna,
paper.
Shauna, again, somebody else has been in touch. I don't want to put names in your mouth or rat men in your mouth. But this person says, lads, Timothy Feck and Chalamet, he's got to be a rat boy as well.
Is he?
He is a rat boy, big.
Really?
He's a big rat boy.
Because I would think Chalamet would be more a gorgeous, good-looking, but he's not a hunk, but he's a very good-looking man.
No, I don't think he would fall into the hunk category. I think he's probably straddling between hunk and rat. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Somewhere in between.
Is there a sign? I've just looked up Jeremy Allen White. For anyone that doesn't know who he is, he's your man, the lead in The Bear, which is brilliant on Disney Plus. That kitchen drama, restaurant story. Oh, it's such a brilliant show. So is there a science behind it? Are there specific criteria you need to match in order to be both a talented actor and a rat boy?
Well, I think that the one thing that they all have in common is the good, strong nose, which gives the appearance of the snout. So, like Jeremy Allen White, like Adam Driver, Josh O'Connor, who's in Challengers, he's also been named in this category. A very good, strong nose.
It was Prince Charles, was he, in the Crown?
That's right. Yeah.
He's the lad with the ears
The ears, too,
And
all he needs is whiskers. In your own way.
But the thing is, right, I'm not actually slagging these guys off because I think they're all really good looking. It's just what I'm glad that this has happened because we're now celebrating the normal looking person. Like, because you'll find a hot rodent man in offices across the country. You'll find him in the local pubs. You won't find Brad Pitt or Austin Butler, you know, in Coppers on a Friday. But you might find a Barry Keoghan or Matty Healy look-alike kind of a guy, and so they're more attainable. And we are all rats, really.
In different ways, yeah. We all look a bit weird and a bit unusual. And that weirdness and the union. See, there was a thing, and it's been decried that Hollywood for so long. There was a time when Humphrey Bogart. Do you know what I mean? He,
yes.
Not a conventional looking dude, but a very talented actor. Similarly with all of the so many stars down through the years that for the last maybe 30, 40 years, Hollywood has not cast regular looking people. Whereas now there seems to be a pivot into regular looking people that have talent, much like Barry Keoghan. And the more normalisation of that, the better.
Can I pitch an idea to Sean? And I think you hit on something there when you said relatable. I think that's it. I think these unconventionally good-looking men are being chosen because they're relatable, and also because the audience probably senses that they're not coasting on their good looks, that they have something to offer underneath the skin. Mm-hmm. They're creative. They're a little bit edgy. They're a little bit on the fringes. You know, they're vulnerable, I suppose, those kinds of things.
Yeah, it seems like you're describing your...
You're really pulling this from a place of
Hinge profile. He's putting up the profile. He's reading it straight off his profile. But then I do feel sorry for these guys that would have been cast traditionally. These guys, these really good looking guys who have gone through years of college or training or drama college and all this, moved to Hollywood to try and break live the Hollywood dream and to break onto the silver screen. And then these are stunning looking dudes. And it's like you don't have a chance of being cast, no matter how good you are, because with the perfect teeth and the chiseled jawline, it's just not what we're looking for now.
This is not your moment, pal. Move to the back of the queue. Yeah, listen, this is probably what the rodent men have experienced for 50, 60, 70 years. So it's the rise of the rat.
The rise of the rat man.
Justice for rats.
Justice for the rats. All hail the rat kings. And of course, I suppose the original rat boy of Hollywood was Mickey.
Yeah.
Was it?
Mickey Mouse.
Well, one that is on my top three of rodent men is obviously Splinter.
Yeah, well, there you go. You see, Master Splinter, your top rat boys. Master Splinter, Mickey, and Jeremy Allen White. There you go. Sean O'Reilly's on Breakfast with Ian tomorrow morning.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Darling. Thank
you. Oh, lads. Love the show.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.